Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. May 30th, 2022. What should the world be like? Question: if today problems are not a single country's alone but global problems of the whole world, what should the world be like? What should its government be like? Answer: the world must realize its egoistic nature and that it can no longer remain in it. Recently, our development shows that humanity has outlived itself. The former paradigm of relating to oneself, the world, life, or the goal is over. There is a completely new paradigm, and people demand it from within themselves. Depression, suicide, drug abuse, detachment, indifference to life, all suggest that we have reached a different state. We have to find what to live for. Here the science of Kabbalah is revealed, whose origins come from ancient Babylon when we were one small humanity. It was then that it was revealed for the first time and we were warned, 5,000 years later, you will still come to the same state and feel the need for me. Kabbalistic methodology can raise a person to another level of existence, pull him out of egoism in which he feels limitations, temporality, lowliness of the world, life and death. We can ascend to another level, an eternal and perfect life. From Cab TV's close-up. Europe Today, January 26, 2011. Look at the world through the eyes of the ten. Question: what does it mean to look at the world through the eyes of the ten? Answer: to look at the world through the eyes of the ten means that I see in everything only the revelation of the Creator in relation to people who want to connect with each other in order to reach Him, to rise to Him, and to be connected with Him. By acting in this way, we connect and arrange ourselves parallel to the Creator or against Him, and then we can feel His reflection within us, His attitude toward us. This is the revelation of the Creator to the created beings. Together, all ten people, we tune into the Creator, to this wave, to this force, like pendulums that begin to swing in unison. Question: is it possible to explain this law of the Creator from the point of view of physics? Answer: of course. It is a common force that operates throughout the universe. By its gradual influence, first of all on us, on people, it wants to bring all creations, inanimate, vegetative, animate, and human, to one single image, that is, to connection with each other so that everyone complements everyone else. From Cab TV's Spiritual States, May 10, 2022. Unity is the means of attaining the Creator. Question: is it possible to assume that proceeding from the law the particular and the general are equal, it is enough to unite into tens in order to reveal the upper force? Answer: yes, a ten is enough. Even two people are enough. When two people mutually desire to rise above their egoism, unite with each other in order to adhere to the Creator, and do everything clearly and correctly, although it is very difficult, they can achieve their goal. If people unite in a ten, then it is much easier for them to unite with 100 people, with 1,000, and so on. At the same time, the sensation of the revelation of the Creator also becomes much stronger. Question: a person consists of billions of different molecules and atoms, but looking at him, I see a whole body. Is it the same with the Creator? Does he see 10 as the smallest cell? Or does he see us separately? Answer: the Creator sees everyone. But in order for us to interact with Him, we need to be like Him. We achieve similarity if at least two people unite with each other, that is, when each annuls his egoism and connects with the other. However, it is easier and more correct to do it in the ten. From Cab TV's Spiritual States, May 10, 2022. Bread and land. Question: any meal, even one with meat, is not considered a meal without bread. Why is bread so important? Answer: bread is the basis of food, The basis of man. A man became a man when he began to cultivate the land and subdue nature. He stopped going out into the forest to gather some roots or fruit or to hunt some animal for dinner. He began to settle on the land. This was not accidental. He had a surplus of his labor. He began to exchange it for something else, and thus specialization appeared. Bread represents the basis of food. For the first time, wheat was bred and cultivated in Israel. In Babylon, people mostly ate barley bread, onions, garlic, and dried fish, and drank water. But when they settled in Israel, they began to breed cattle, raise cows, sheep, and chickens, and tame horses, dogs, and donkeys. Before the ruin of the temple, there were many forests here and very fertile land. It is fertile even now, you just give it water, and everything will grow. We see how everything grows and we do not know what to do with the surplus. Since then, bread is the basis of food all over the world. A person is arranged so that bread is the most satisfying, acceptable and, most importantly, convenient food for him, which is not perishable like meat. Grain and flour can be stored for a long time, and this is very convenient and important. Question: why is it on bread that we make a blessing? Answer: that is precisely why. From the point of view of Kabbalah, bread represents the quality of bina, which is bestowal and faith. The quality of bina is what the land gives. The animal gives milk, the trees give fruit, and the land gives bread. There is a special blessing for all this. Land is a receiving quality. It attracts, absorbs and digests everything in itself. When it is connected with water, and you place some part of life into it, the germ of life, a grain, it is able to influence it so that everything grows out of it, that is, the quality of bina develops. From CabTV's I Got a Call. Bread and Health, April 24, 2014. Potential for convergence. Question: why can't Jews outside of Israel unite? What is so special here? There are 7 to 8 million Jews living in America today. Who's preventing them from uniting there? After all, the country does not prevent them. Answer: the country does not interfere with them and yet they do not unite. Comment: but in Israel also people do not unite. My response: there is an equivalence of root and branch. Therefore, those who strive for the spiritual root also strive for its earthly branch, meaning, the land of Israel. But we cannot understand this, we cannot imagine what it is and why it is so important to be in the earthly representation at the same time, in the land of Israel, in Jerusalem. We do not understand and do not feel it. But, in principle, I have met people who feel it very clearly. Question: if nature should unite a certain number of people, and then it spreads to the whole of humanity, then those who are in Israel have a greater potential for this connection, right? Answer: there are actions that must occur at the material level and then gradually rise to their spiritual identity. Comment: if you look through the eyes of an ordinary person, then abroad, for example, in America, people there are more united than here. It is a nightmare what is going on here. My response: yes, but that is why the nightmare happens, so that it must be overcome. By overcoming it, you will see how suddenly you find yourself in a state of spiritual forces. From CabTV's Spiritual States, April 26, 2022. Recognize the need for unity. World history is the history of states. The history of states is the history of wars. Oswald Spengler. Question: why are nations and states not the same thing? Answer: the state is not the people. And although Louis XIV said I am the state, this is not so. The people are the people, that is, a mass united by some common idea that disintegrates and forms again like a cloud of birds joining and again flying apart in the sky. Moreover, it is necessary to consider what exactly they have in common. In some ways they can be the nation, in some ways they are absolutely not. Question. According to Kabbalah, there are 70 peoples of the world or 70 spiritual roots. But in reality, we see that now there are about 200 independent states in the world. Is peace achieved between peoples or between states? How can we evolve to peace correctly? Answer, there are a huge number of people, nations, groups, and nationalities in the world. In general, all this is an absolutely broken concept, which has nothing unifying in it. When people begin to realize their state and want to bring it into something similar to the absolute, then they will compare their nature with the property of absolute connection and absolute love. Such an understanding of the absolute will be identified with the highest form of government. Then it will be possible to say of the relative absolute that this is a property of bestowal, love, and connection. It will be possible to speak about the levels of nations, groups, and peoples, how close or far each of them is from the property of absolute connection with others, above all contradictions, opposites, and antagonistic properties. So far we do not even have any instruments for how to approach this, measure it, and offer some kind of table that can be used to calculate the absence of unification and how to come to it. In humanity, this has not yet completely erupted. Question. Is the process of separation, which is now taking place at completely different levels, peoples, states, economy, politics, relations, still going on? Answer, yes, like children playing in a sandbox with absolutely no rules. We just need to study well, at least from a distance, theoretically how much we need to unite. Question. But we have not yet approached the unification itself either mentally or in our sense? Answer, unfortunately, there is no movement toward this yet. From Cab TV's Kabbalah Express, March 4, 2022. The right attitude to shame. Question, how can we use human shame correctly? Answer, first we need to study this quality well so that we can unlock it and become free from it, free from our egoistic or mental animal shame. I must say that the new generation is already moving toward this. It does not recognize various external attributes, such as beautiful clothes or far-fetched salon appeals. Young people can wear t-shirts, shorts, and worn sandals. They are more outspoken. They do not hide behind an ostentatious state of success or behind an ostentatious order, and so on. Meaning, they do not hide. Life is S.T. There is nothing good in this state. They have everything in a somewhat nihilistic form, but in general, they are not afraid to open up and be frank. This is very good. There are great prerequisites for starting to properly master the attitude to shame in groups of these people. Shame should not be for who I am and what I am. If you don't like something about me, then tell those who made me. And not even to my parents, but to some forces of nature. This is how I was born, this is how I was brought up, a certain amount was invested in me in some way, and here's the product for you, this is me. I look at myself and am dissatisfied with myself. But what can be done? In order for us to somehow redo all this, first of all we need to understand that we should not blame ourselves for who we are. We should not be proud and wear it like a badge, that's what I am, I'm tearing my shirt off. Look, I spit on myself. There were such philosophies in the past and they still remain today. This humiliation of oneself causes some kind of rise, as if, above oneself. We need to properly relate to egoism and to ourselves so as to separate what is given to me from what I have to do myself. And what I have to do myself is just to connect with a group of people where I create the right relationship between us. Kind, correct relationships with love will cause the appearance of an upper degree among us, an upper force, the Creator. This is our next degree, which we must discover and exist on. Our existence will consist in that we will increasingly accumulate strength and good mutual connections between us. and this next degree will manifest itself more and more along all 125 degrees that are possible in it, along a spiral. In this way we will rise to our complete correction, to the world of infinity. But from the very first minimal degree, from the emergence of the right good connection between us, we will already begin to feel that we are outside the material world. And this degree is waiting for us. From CabTV's I Got a Call. If you're ashamed, October 11th, 2009.